Good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author, and I love to geek out about plants. I really love gardening, and I love to help people with their gardens. And so I do appreciate it. If you missed the first hour, you missed Dana Venrick. He's the owner of Quality Green Specialist, beautiful tree nursery in DeLand at 335 West Michigan Street. You want to go and check out his beautiful fall trees. And he also has apple trees. And also we had Tom McCubbin on. You'd like to go back and listen to him. It was great hearing from him again. So National Apple Day is next Thursday, October 21st. So here's some little bit of trivia. You know, I love trivia on apples. Did you know that apples and roses are actually the member of the same family, plant family? They are. An average northern apple, I had to put northern in there because southern apples don't do it quite as much justice, but a northern apple tree average can produce more than 800 pounds of apples. One tree, all right? So we do get apples here in Florida, but I don't think we get 800 pounds from one tree. There are over 8,000 apple varieties available in the world, and the U.S. has more than 2,500 different apple varieties, but only the crab apple is native. An apple tree has a lifespan of over 100 years. Again, I don't think that's going to be Florida. But in honor of fall, deciduous trees and piles of fallen leaves, the dirty word of the day is rake.
Inch by inch. Row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
So a rake is a horticultural tool. It's made with a tooth bar, it's attached crossways to a handle, and it's used to collect leaves, hay, and grass. Uses for rakes in the garden include loosening the soil, light weeding, leveling the ground. That's what my guys in my landscape installers, they do most. They rake the ground so it's completely level before putting new plants in. And they, you can rake to remove dead grass from the lawns. And farmers use rakes to pull over plowed lands to break up clods of dirt, remove weeds, and cover seeds. Rakes have been found in books and pictures written in 1100 BC China. So they've remained relatively unchanged until the Industrial Age, when Edmund Brown in 1874 patented the first rake to be made of metal. This rake was comprised of a bamboo handle and metal teeth. Brown noted other rakes were continually clogged by the refuse matter which they collected, which led to the user having to remove the debris from the rake by hand, which is time-consuming, right? So here's a couple, a few leaf or rake varieties. You can get a leaf rake. This is the most popular of the traditional rakes. You can also have a bow rake, which is a stronger rake, but it's shorter and it has thicker tines for working in the soil, spreading and leveling. There's a shrub rake. This is a slender leaf rake used for gathering leaves, but it's skinny and it can go underneath shrubs and in tight spaces. There's a thatch rake, a heavy-duty rake that's even more intimidating. The hand rake is like a bow rake, but smaller, and it resembles more of a garden tool than a regular rake. Also, a lake rake, which is used for removing debris, weeds, and algae from water bodies, pools, and ponds. And then there's a roof rake, which with a long handle and a lightweight design is perfect for snow and ice from roofs, which we're just very fortunate. We don't need roof rakes here in Florida. It's also handy for leaves and also debris, including fetching the neighbor kid's flying disc. Modern rakes can be bamboo, metal, plastic, retractable, or one size, and should be hung up to keep the tines from bending or spreading. You can find all of my dirty words each week, along with the what to do in your landscape, my design tips, articles, and also betterlawns.com. You can find out more about that, and you can see all my dirty words of the days. We are going to have the Houseplant Guru coming up next. If you'd like to, hang on with your calls, you can call at 1-888-45-LAWNS, or you can text at 23680. So someone said, Teresa, do aphids fly and sting? No, that must be something else that you have. But aphids are, they don't hurt you at all. They, in fact, I just take the water hose and just, you know, flush them off of the plants. And so they do not, they do fly, but they don't sting. Okay. Can I grow rhubarb in Orlando? And you can. It's just not going to last a long time like it does up north. And you can plant seeds in it and seeds of rhubarb. It's a perennial here, so it doesn't go dormant. So it doesn't get that really nice thick growth from going dormant and then flushing back up in the springtime. So yes, you can grow it. Even in Zellwood and the Muck Farms that they have rhubarb growing, but it's not going to be the same as it does up north. But if you do grow rhubarb, call and let us know how you do with it, okay? Because I love rhubarb. My mother, my Scottish mother, she would make rhubarb. She would stew it and then put custard in it. Oh, it was so good, so good. We're going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens and your phone call and the next. Do you think of how desktop 1 gallon containers? Well, Lisa is going to tell us how we can have some really big plants in our house that thrive. So stay tuned. Call Lizzie and have her put you on my screen. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The state of Florida is committed to helping you find opportunity and economic security. If you've fallen behind on your rent and utility bills, go to ourflorida.com today. This website can help you get assistance with up to 15 months of rent and utility bills. A federally funded program, Our Florida has already helped over 30,000 Florida households. Go to ourflorida.com to learn more. Have you recently lost a job or income? Then you may qualify. And getting assistance with your rent and utilities is quick and easy. Over 30,000 Florida households have already benefited from the Our Florida program. With just a few minutes of your time, you can get help with up to 15 months of your rent and utility bills. OurFlorida.com. Remember this website and go get the help that is available to you today. Sponsored by the state of Florida.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this
free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorns Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. My name is Teresa Watkins, and we have a special guest on this morning. I just love her to death. She has got she's got five best-selling garden books on houseplants, and I will tell you, her Houseplants Encyclopedia is my guide. She Houseplants, the complete guide to choosing, growing, and caring for indoor plants. She has another one called A Houseplants, a guide to choosing and caring for indoor plants. And then she has the Fun Houseplant Party, fun projects and growing tips for epic indoor gardens. Her last book in 2019 was Grow in the Dark, How to Choose and Care for Low-Light Houseplants. I got that for my daughter Genevieve and Jeff. It was just translated into French. Good morning, Lisa. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. How is the weather in Michigan this morning?
You know what? It's been so lovely. We've had 80-degree days up here in October, and we've been so lucky. But today, it's only going to get to 60, and right now, it's only about 45 degrees. I'm freezing.
Oh, my goodness. Now, do you have your houseplants? I mean, because you have the nursery. Do you have heat in your nursery?
We do not have heated greenhouses, no.
Wow. So what do you, because you have hundreds of houseplants in your house.
Well, in my house, yes. I do have, I'm saying at the garden center, we don't have heated greenhouses. But here I do have a sunroom, and it's full of houseplants. But I don't take my houseplants outside because it would take me forever to do that. So
good. Okay,
yeah.
So now Katie Dubow was just on recently with me, and she's with the Garden Media Group, and she talks about how houseplants are really hot this year, and they're going to continue to be with a return to the 70s and pothos and ficus and African violets and ferns. What are you seeing in the green nursery industry for houseplants?
You know what? We can't keep them in. It's wonderful. And my daughter and I actually just went to, I'm just amazed. And Teresa, this isn't our generation, these young people that love houseplants. They are just dropping hundreds of dollars on plants, and it's fun to see, but it's like, wow, that's crazy. They are crazy about them.
they are. It's really big in the millennials, and so I see houseplants on kitchen window ledges, shelves, and desks. But what kind of indoor plants can be used to create height in a home or office?
Oh my gosh, there's so many to choose from. They're mostly the ficus family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you have the fiddly fig, and then there's one called Audrey that's kind of, it's not like the fiddly fig. It just has big leaves, but it's just a whole different look. And then there's, you know, ficus elastica, which is kind of my favorite, the old-fashioned rubber plant, but the variegated one with the pink and the green and the white is just stunning.
It is stunning when you see it. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, and there's, you know, you can get cool, kind of cool dracenias if you have lower light, tall snake plants. you know, that are very, I mean, there's snake plants out there that are like 6 feet tall, right?
Wow.
Bird of paradises, money tree. People love the money tree.
They do. Money trees are popular down here too as well. And so I'm just trying to think of the 6 foot ficus, not ficus, snake plants. Wow.
Well,
that's.
I've seen them where they get really, 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 really tall and they're really old and big plants. And I mean, there's, I've seen some that in a pot, you can stand next to them and they're almost as tall as me. Yeah, they can get very tall. There's certain varieties, but most of them don't.
So,
they make a cool statement.
Okay, so what kind of conditions does somebody need to have a really tall houseplant?
You know, I was thinking about that, and it's like you can, it's height. I have a plant that's getting really old right now, and it's almost to the ceiling, and then I'm like, what am I going to do? And it's not a plant that really you can cut back. It's a Madagascar palm, and I'm like, what am I going to do? So just make sure you have the room, you know. And even some people bring home that Monstera. You know, Monstera can climb your walls and become, you know, and take up a whole wall if you'd let it. So, Monstera, right? It's a monster. Just be aware of that you have to have room, and also you have to water them differently. I was thinking about this. Many times what's going on, you know, if you have a really big pot because you have a really big house plant, floor plant, what's going on the top of that pot, you know how you can usually stick your finger in a couple inches?
Right.
With that, what's going on the bottom of the pot can be completely different on what's going on the top. So I use like a bamboo stake or something, you know, or a dowel, you know, a piece of wood, some kind of something that will soak up water. Put it down there, stick it all the way down to the bottom, and let it sit there for a couple minutes. Take it out, and if the bottom of the stick is wet, don't water your plant. But if it's dry, you know, water it.
Oh, that's a good idea because, you know, these containers, how big of a container should someone have?
Well, it just that would depend on the plant. You know, you're going to still going to gradually move it up. Try to find one that's, you know, proportionate to your plant. But also, you know, don't move it into an enormous 16-inch pot or something just because it's a big plant. You know, gradually still move it up from a 10, because usually you're going to get them wet in like a 10-inch pot.
Mm-hmm.
Still move it to a 12, then a 14, then a 16. Let it grow naturally. Don't, like, you know, just pop it up into an enormous pot because you still have problems.
Well, I will tell you, my new favorite is the Ficus triangularis, and it's new on the market. You don't see it very often for sale, and it looks like a variegated ginkgo biloba tree.
Oh.
And the leaves fan out, but they're like pie-shaped. Each part of the leaf is pie-shaped. It's amazing, and so this is just the perfect houseplant. It's in that wonderful Ficus family that can take these dark conditions. So have you ever seen a Ficus triangularis?
I actually have one.
You do?
I do. I do love it. I actually got it when I was in Florida last year.
Did you? Oh, see, that's so cool. All right. Well, what do you like about it?
Well, I got the variegated one, so anything variegated for me. And then, yeah, the triangular leaves, that's so cool. And when you said that, ginkgo biloba is my favorite plant. I've had one planted in each of my homes, and I've had one now for this one for 24 years, and it's the most beautiful tree you've ever seen.
Oh, I love them,
when
too.
When you say that, it's like, oh, yeah, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, no, maybe that's the reason why. So large containers, and so when we have houseplants in small containers, we want to put them in a large container. People usually put like styrofoam peanuts, or they put rocks, or they put a pot upside down to keep it high. So when we have a large plant, is it good to fill it all up with soil? What is the best way to keep the soil in a pot for a large plant?
Well, if you have a larger pot than what your plant needs right then. Yes, because I used to work at a you know, interior plant service. We would, you know, use a bigger pot as a cash pot. So a pot that's hiding your utilitarian pot. And then we would set it up on styrofoam, or we would put, you know, put it in a bigger pot and really, but not plant it in it.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes, of course.
But if you want to plant it, like I said, you have to still move up incrementally. You can't just pop a 10-inch plant into a 16-inch pot because it's going to be too much soil for it.
Okay.
So, yeah, you can use a cash pot and stage it.
Oh, excellent. So now, do tall indoor plants need pruned?
Yeah, yes, because then, like life happened to me now, I have a ficus LE that is getting very tall. So if you prune it, each year, then you're not going to have to so horribly, when it hits the ceiling, you know, chop it.
get up on that ladder and try and chop it down.
And then it's not going to look good. But if you trim it every year, give it a good little, just a little slight pruning every year, then it's going to, you know, stay full and stay shorter longer for you. And, you know, if you want to keep, let's say you have a pot, a big old house plant, and it's in a pot, and you don't want it to get any bigger, because if you keep moving it up, it's going to keep growing, right?
Right.
So treat it kind of like a bonsai. Don't make it into a tiny bonsai, but, you know, take it out of your pot that you want to keep it in, root prune it to keep it more comfortably in that pot, at the same time pruning the top. If you prune the roots off, you need to prune off some of the top so that it has enough roots to support that plant. But you could keep it in the same size pot for a long time by doing that.
It's kind of like bonsai and on a larger scale.
Yes.
Okay. So how often should someone fertilize their large house plants?
Well, I still say fertilize it up here in Michigan. Remember, I'm in Michigan. You probably can fertilize year-round because, I guess your light still changes. So, when it slows down in the fall, I quit fertilizing.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you want to continue to fertilize, you probably could do it like quarter strength. You know, just don't, not full strength during the winter.
There you go.
They're not really growing actively. They don't need that fertilizer.
So, Lisa, you have some wonderful houseplant books. Like I said, I give them as gifts, and they're so appreciated. They're award-winning bestsellers. It's a great time to get them as the holiday season's nearing. How can someone get your books and get them signed?
If they would like to get them signed by me, they would have to go to my website, thehouseplantguru.com, and you can order them there, and then I will, in the continental United States, and I will sign them, pack them up, and send them off.
And you can get them on Amazon or a Barnes & Noble. Any bookstore has them. They're wonderful books. And then also, too, you have a wonderful blog on houseplants.
Yes, and that's also found at thehouseplantguru.com.
So, Lisa, thank you so much for coming on this morning. You always give great advice, and I always admire your plants. So I do appreciate you coming on this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. I always enjoy talking to you.
There you go. Stay nice and warm, and I hope to see you soon.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Lisa. That's
all
Lisa
right,
Eldred Steinkopf. She is the houseplant guru, and she has a website. It's houseplantguru.com, thehouseplantguru.com. Her books are amazing. They got beautiful photographs. They are excellent. If you have really dark interior of your home, her Grow in the Dark book is perfect for selecting what kind of plants, how to choose and care for low light house plants. And her tips really work. And if you're up north, you can go to the Steinkopf Nursery and you can, see all of her plants and her. She's all set up for fall right now. And you can meet her there. And that would be great. So we can take your gardening questions. 1-888-45-LAWNS. That's 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me at 23680. And you could also go to my website, which is she-consulting.com, and sign up for my newsletter, which will be October, November this month. We're going to get to that. And we're going to get to all of your phone calls here. So stay tuned. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715.
800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Have you ever ignored the GPS in your car or on your phone? Then you hear that bossy voice saying, make a U-turn, turn around. And you don't care that a new route is being calculated because you think you're going the right way. As Christians, God has provided us with a conscience, an internal GPS that gives us a warning when we're about to make a wrong turn or go down a road we shouldn't. That warning comes from the Holy Spirit. The biblical word is repent. Now, the word repent sounds archaic, like something for the Middle Ages, but it's actually very relevant for today. Repent simply means to turn around, to make a U-turn. It's a change of thinking which leads to a change of behavior and direction. It's agreeing with God that you're headed in the wrong direction. So if you hear God's voice telling you to make a U-turn, listen. He's trying to protect you and guide you right where you need to be. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-531-1550. That's 800-531-1550. 1550.
Paid for by US Med.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the Low-Cost Airlines Travel Hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and I would love to have your questions, gardening questions. 1-888-45-LAWNS, 1-888-455-2967. Lizzie will take your calls, or you can text me at 23680. And so I heard from Gary Bachman on the nasturtiums. And he is the Extension Research Professor at the Mississippi State University Coastal Research Extension Center in Biloxi, Mississippi. And he listens to Better Lawns and Gardens. Good morning, Gary. And he is growing nasturtiums and loving it. So that's good. I love nasturtiums too as well. So I have a text message that says, I have mealybugs on a young coconut palm. It's 10 feet tall. Is systemic control or spray better? How long does it take systemic take to be effective? And systemics take between 7 to 14 days to be effective. And sometimes if you have a really large tree, it can take up to a month. But for your mealybugs, the BioAdvanced 3-in-1 Insect, Mite, and Disease will take care of it. Or you can use the Captain Jack's Bonide Spray. And so the bug juice one. So just make sure that whatever you use, it's on the label. Follow that and follow the instructions very well. And so if you would like to give us a text message or a call, that will be great. So what can you be doing this month in your garden? Well, I just bought transplants, mind you, transplants, because I'm a little late on the gun here because I work. I'm so busy. Lizzie, you and I, we have jobs.
I technically have 5 jobs. I'm fixing to have to put in a 2-week notice at one of my jobs because I took this job on, and that's when I was working my 4th job.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, so I'll be back down to 4 jobs.
Oh, my goodness. That's something. So, yeah, it's we just work, but we love what we do, so that's the good part.
It's fun. If you're not enjoying it, then why are you doing it? And I understand that there are life circumstances, because I've been in that, where we had kids and whatnot and bills. But however, I'm telling you, life is way too short for you not to be enjoying something that you're doing.
I agree wholeheartedly. So I bought broccoli, cauliflower, collards. I'm going to grow collards for the first time, which I love. And then I bought Swiss chard. I'm very interested in looking for that. And I've never tasted Swiss chard. So I just love the colors. It's red and pink and green. And
it's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. And so we're going to, Tony and I are going to grow that. And I've heard, now you've tasted Swiss chard?
Yes.
Okay. So it tastes like Brussels sprouts. That kind of the taste?
Yeah, pretty. Yeah, I guess if you I don't know. It's hard to kind of explain something like that.
Yeah,
but
it's a little bit sweeter than kale,
right?
But it's a little bit like spinach.
You got it.
There you go. I love spinach, and I prefer my spinach in salads versus lettuce. But I did buy lettuce, and I got some herbs to grow too as well. So we're going to be busy this week packing all of that, and peppers. I just love peppers, and I know this is not the time of the year.
What kind of peppers?
I love banana peppers. I love the Carmen, and then also we're growing serrano. The serrano peppers that we have are so prolific. They are just producing, and they keep producing. And my one serrano doesn't have any leaves on it, but it has all these peppers on it. So
That's I don't know anything about that plant, but that sounds very strange for it to not have leaves.
Well, it's just kind of been neglected, and so it's at the end of its cycle, and so we are just very honored to have it, and we're going to pull all these peppers off, and we're going to use it in our we like hot dishes.
Now, do you have in ground, or do you have what they call the above ground?
We have big, large containers, 45 gallons containers that we put, because we're on a really small lot, and so I don't have a lot of sunlight.
Right.
So the one area that we do have sunlight, it's a little bit of a driveway.
Mm-hmm.
And so we grow in our driveway, which, you know, is wonderful to do.
And it's good on your back.
It's very good on my back. And that way we don't have to bend and dig in and things like that. So so now's the time to go ahead and put your transplants in. You can also give your citrus a final feeding. And it's very important to keep up on your citrus fertilizing because of the citrus greening. You don't want them to get, you know, nutrient deficient. They need to be nice and healthy for them to ward off that citrus greening or get through it. And so, because I do know that, you know, I have some clients who have citrus trees, and they've had citrus greening for a couple of years, and their plants are still doing well. Their citrus trees are still doing well, and still the fruit still tastes good. So it does take some time to succumb to it, but they're making it through, and that citrus does definitely need fertilizing, and you can do that now in October. Also, too, this is a time to start thinking about growing strawberries. You know, the Strawberry Festival is in February, and it's a great time to grow strawberries. They do well in the cool winter season. They love the cool temperatures.
How far, like, should we plant this week's strawberries, like from seeds or?
Yeah, you can go ahead and plant seeds now.
Okay, good.
Okay, but there are transplants in the stores right now, too, as well. And okay. So, you know, I kind of. So in gardening, especially when you have multiple plants in an edible landscape, that you if planting seeds, you may think they're weeds, and then you pull out your you pull out your plant. So I always like to start with transplants unless I'm planting in a container pot, and then I know that everything that's going to come up because the soil's good and it doesn't have weed seeds in it.
So what you're suggesting is that you should Google search the starter leaves.
Yes,
so
definitely.
You aren't. You know,
and usually on a seed packet, you will find sometimes that they do have pictures of the starter seeds. But, you know, it's just kind of disappointing when you go, I didn't have any seeds coming up, but I have no weeds either.
That's good stuff right there.
And so it's kind of important to, you know, recognize the plants as they're coming up. But also, too, this is the final month to give your palms a final feeding. And that's an 8-12. 4 magnesium. So there's 4 numbers that you want to look for on the bag, 8-12-4 fertilizer or a similar kind of fertilizer. Also, too, fronds, palm fronds, don't cut the palm fronds off if they are green. If they are green, then the plants need those palm fronds to get their nutrition from, to go through photosynthesis. And if you constantly are pruning off the green fronds, then you're going to stress the palm tree out even more. So you don't want to do that. And so this is the time of the year where you can start your gardens for the winter. You make sure that your plants and your established shrubs and trees are ready to go into the wintertime with that good fertilizing, good nutrition. And you can you're not going to sweat so much. So get out there in the garden, and we're going to be back with more of your questions. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Attention business owners, listen carefully to this important message. Are you tired of struggling with monthly bookkeeping or always being behind? Maybe you're fed up with paying your CPA ridiculously high hourly rates for subpar services. At Finance Pal, we know your pain. We're small business owners who understand your tax and accounting needs. At Finance Pal, we take over your books and design a program custom tailored to fit your needs. Whether it's bookkeeping, payroll, bill pay, inventory tracking, or taxes, we have you covered. We handle some or all of these services for one flat, affordable, low monthly fee. Stop worrying about your books and drowning in paperwork. Let us worry while you focus on growing your business. The setup is easy, and we give you the tools and technology to make your monthly finances streamlined and organized.
Call now at 800-509-1747 for a free business assessment. That's 800-509-1747, 800-509-1747.
Finance Pal, the only friend your business needs.
Have you ever ignored the GPS in your car or on your phone? Then you hear that bossy voice saying, make a U-turn, turn around. And you don't care that a new route is being calculated because you think you're going the right way. As Christians, God has provided us with a conscience, an internal GPS that gives us a warning when we're about to make a wrong turn or go down a road we shouldn't. That warning comes from the Holy Spirit. The biblical word is repent. Now, the word repent sounds archaic, like something for the Middle Ages, but it's actually very relevant for today. Repent simply means to turn around, to make a U-turn. It's a change of thinking which leads to a change of behavior and direction. It's agreeing with God that you're headed in the wrong direction. So if you hear God's voice telling you to make a U-turn, listen. He's trying to protect you and guide you right where you need to be. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.
And we're back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens, and everybody is awake. Let's go to Lake Placid, Lizzie. Good morning. How can I help you?
Good morning. I just moved out here permanently, and I miss my blackberry and my raspberry plants. Is there a southern variety I could grow down here?
Well, you'll be glad to know that blackberries are native to Florida. And so blackberries do very, very well. And so you can find them in the stores, in the box stores, and in your nursery. So in Lake Placid, I would go to your nursery. And you'll see them in the springtime. You may not see them as much right now for sale, but in the spring, they will be for sale. Now, raspberries are a little bit harder, especially down in Lake Placid. They're not going to do as well because they don't like the heat. And so there is one variety called Dorman Red that is, out there. But I would just say try your blackberries first, and you will love them. They're going to do really well for you.
Could you recommend any good names for the blackberries?
Well, all the blackberries that you see will do fine in Florida because blackberries are native here. So the varieties, it doesn't really matter. They do have thornless ones, but I like the ones that do have thorns because they're a little bit more hardy. And they're bigger. And so, if you want, what I will do is next week I'll come back and I'll give you a whole bunch of different varieties. I don't have them right off the top of my head, though.
All right.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
Well, thank you for listening, Jack, and calling in. I appreciate it. That was a really good question. Let's go to Wendy in Tallahassee. Good morning, Wendy. How can I help you?
Hey, good morning, Teresa. I don't think I would have any green in my yard at all if it wasn't for doveweed, and it's so invasive. Is there a good way to get rid of it?
Yes, you can use an herbicide to get rid of it, but it's mostly the conditions. So do you have a really – do you live near a lake or a conservation area, and do you have really moist soils?
Well, this year we've had unusual amounts of rain.
Mm-hmm. And that's going to be the problem, is that that's a perfect situation for doveweed. So what I would suggest is that it's going to die out a little bit during the wintertime up there. But in the fall, in the springtime, go ahead and put a pre-emergent down and then go ahead and use a herbicide in the springtime.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Wendy. Thank you. Doveweed's been a really bad issue this year. So Nancy and Coco, good morning. How can I help you?
Yes. Good morning, Teresa. I have a bougainvillea that is very mature. It was a mature plant when I bought the house in 85. It runs along a privacy fence, which is disintegrating and needs to be replaced. And there's no way I can replace that fence unless I cut the bougainvillea way down, like maybe 3 feet high.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, probably about 20 feet high.
Okay.
When can I do this, and is it going to damage the plant? I mean, it's just gorgeous when it's in bloom. I have people stop and ask me, what do I use to make it so beautiful? And I tell them, benign neglect.
That's it. Ignore it, and it's going to do fabulous. All right, so is this imperative that you do something right now with the fence?
No.
Okay, so what I would suggest is that I would wait till after winter. So in March, the end of February, first part of March, I would hack it down all the way to 3 feet. All right,
okay.
And then it's going to flush right back out again. But it's going to be like a bad haircut for about a month to 2 months, and then it'll recover. But it shouldn't damage it. I'm just concerned that we're going into our wintertime, and it's going to send out that new growth, and it's going to damage it. Not that it's going to kill it, but it's just going to look really bad for much longer. So I would just enjoy it this winter and cut it back in February or March.
Thank you very much. That's what I needed to know.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling, Nancy. I appreciate that. Let's go to Gary in Geneva. Good morning, Jerry. How can I help you?
Hey, Teresa.
Oh, it's Gary. I'm sorry, Gary.
Yeah, thank you. Congratulations, very belated, but on, taking over the position of Tom completely. That's just so glad to have you doing that. I'm not to want to get rid of Tom, of course.
No. Tom is wonderful. No, he's got big shoes to fill, so I'm just following in his footsteps.
Right. Well, you're doing a great job. I wanted to ask you, Tom mentioned when he called in about the winter, I call them the winter flowers, and the ones that they grow up north in the summer and we get to grow in the winter. I have not tried those. I love those. I see them in the nurseries. Is there anything special I need to do, in growing those? And is it too early to start them?
You're going to start seeing them show up in the nurseries. And so if you wanted to start from seed, now is the time to start.
Okay,
like the delphiniums, the foxgloves, the alyssum. Stock. Have you ever grown stock?
Never have.
It's amazing. It's so fragrant. And that's one of the northern spring varieties that you can grow here in the wintertime. Lobelia, you're going to start seeing them in the stores around November.
Yeah.
And that's when you need to buy them, because they're still going to be for sale in February, March, but they're going to die out very quickly. So now's the time. I'm really glad you're calling. That if you do want to get some seeds and start them, go ahead and do that. And then also, too, if you want to go, buy them in the pots or transplants, then November is when I suggest you put them out.
Okay. Will they go through pretty much the entire winter, or are they just like a month or two? Or
no, they'll go through the entire winter as long as we have, cooler temperatures. So as long as the temperatures stay right around 70 degrees, a lobelia will last all the way through March and the beginning of April. Alyssum will grow. I've had alyssum 2 years in a row that I just give them a good haircut in the summertime, and they flush right back in the wintertime. But that's not really, common, or, it's not something we suggest, because it's just really stressing them out a little bit. But alyssum will last all the way through May.
Oh, wow. I'm excited about that. I was in one of the big box stores the other day, and they didn't have any seeds at all. And I figured that nobody told them that we grow seeds in Florida. They had vegetable seeds, but anyway.
Well, I will tell you, it's been hard with the pandemic getting seeds. People are just buying them up so fast. So that's been some of the issues, and they've been selling them so fast that, even when I go online to order them from the seed companies, they'll say unavailable and out of stock. They just are selling them so quickly.
Yeah.
So I would go ahead and start looking in the online and see if you can get a couple of the seed packets. You should be able to get some still.
Okay, and I thought I might check the local nurseries, locally owned nurseries, although they probably are out of them too.
Well, check your private nurseries, and that will be good. Okay. All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Gary.
To it.
Welcome to Florida. All right. And let's go to Good Morning, Teresa. We have boxwoods in containers, and one has turned a light, sickly yellow green. What went wrong? And I would say, I don't know. We have to check it out. That one is going wrong means there's something going on with that one plant. So I would just check the root system, kind of look and see if it's getting enough water. Is something blocking the water? And because we've gotten really dry here in the last few weeks. So I would check that out. Check for insect issues. Look at the top of the leaves and the bottom of the leaves. And, just do a good diagnosis overall. And if you find anything, just text me back and let me know what you find. If you've got good, healthy root system, then, I would say that it's more of an insect issue, but no, I'm thinking it's going to be in the roots. So check those out and see what's going on. Let's go to David in California. Good morning, David. How can I help you?
Well, morning, Teresa. I heard you talking about that. That's the rainbow kale. It's tasty. I use it on sandwiches all the time. But I was just going to urge people, if they can put in a vegetable garden, very smart idea. Our drought in California is still, continuing, and we don't get regular rains. We have to have the snowpack up in the mountains. And if it gets 15 feet of snow, then in the old days, it would slowly melt and be up there through May and June and maybe even through the full summer. But lately, and when I say lately, in the last 10 and 15 years, it's been melting as soon as, almost as soon as it hits the ground. And one year, our worst year, it was all melted by the end of January. But I think this year it lasted until March. But California's drought is directly related to global warming and the fact that the snow just won't stay on the ground.
You guys have really struggled the last few years, so I do appreciate you calling in and checking us out. We've got to run here. I'm going to to text messages offline. Thank you so much for calling in, David. I appreciate it. And so I'd like to thank Tom McCubbin for calling in and checking up with us and letting us know what he and Joni are doing. Thank you to Dana Venrick for sponsoring Better Lawns and Gardens. You want to go see him at Quality Green Specialist. And, of course, my friend Lisa Eldridge-Steinkopf for giving us some great suggestions on tall plants. Lizzie, thank you so much. I appreciate it. We're going to be back next week with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. Take care, everyone. Have a great week. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
$10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, October 23rd. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your family medicine cabinet of unused and expired prescription drugs. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. To find a collection site near you, visit DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.